So welcome back to Heart Series 2 and to Day 5 of Part 2. Now, each day when you sit down, always be clear before you begin the exercise who you're going to visualize, who you're going to picture. As with any of these sort of techniques or exercises, it's very easy for them to become sort of quite thinky. You know, we tend to start thinking about the exercise within the exercise rather than simply doing the exercise. So as much as possible, before you even begin, make sure you know who it's going to be. Make sure you've already sort of have in mind what their difficulties are, the things they're going through, and that the things that if you could, you would take away from them. You might also like to have in mind a few situations in your life where you've experienced a genuine sense of, it could be happiness, of excitement, of fun, kind of just really sort of pleasurable feelings that you could share with that other person. Because sometimes it can happen within the exercise that it's quite hard, although you can visualize a sense of, you know, maybe sunlight or something like that. Really, we want to infuse that with a genuine sense of, oh, you know, these are some of my happy times. I'd like you to share in some of those. So if you can have all of this stuff sort of in mind before you begin the exercise, then there's much less chance that you'll get lost in thought or distracted within the exercise itself. So maybe just take a moment now, even if it's just 10 or 20 seconds, just to be clear in your own mind about who it's going to be today and what those things are that you're going to take and what those things are you're going to send. And so this is just something you can sort of build in, remember to do when you first sit down and before you actually begin the exercise each day. But for now, as we start the exercise proper, if you'd just like to take a moment to settle the body, to get comfortable. And when you're ready, beginning with some nice big deep breaths. And with the next out breath, just closing the eyes as you just feel the weight of the body. And just taking a minute or two now just to settle into each and every one of those physical senses. Bring the mind into the body. And just bringing the attention back to the body now. Back to those physical sensations as you scan down from head to toe. Just noticing how you're observing those sensations, what the general sort of mood of the mind is right now. As always, just reflecting on your motivation, just making sure that's in line with the ideas of the exercise. And also clear about who it is or who those people are in your life that you'd really like this to benefit as well as yourself. And now as you begin to become more aware of the breath and that feeling of the breath in the body, just settling your attention on that rising and falling sensation. Just stay with that for the next few minutes. So as you continue to be aware of that rising and falling sensation. Just bringing to mind now the picture of that other person. You already know who it is. You already know the difficulties, the problems they're experiencing. So it's as though that visualization begins quite naturally, quite easily, without any real effort. Just a sense that it's taking place. You're just watching it. And if you do find yourself thinking about those problems, just recognizing that regardless of whether it's thinking about the exercise or thinking about something else, it's still distraction. So in those moments, just seeing that distraction, letting go of it, and gently coming back to the object of meditation, that visualization, that picture, and that idea of an exchange taking place. And now when it looks as though that person really has let go of all their problems, all their difficulties, they look like a new person, completely happy and at ease, genuinely content. In that moment, just let go of the image. In fact, let go of any focus at all now. And just let the mind do whatever it wants for a short while. And then just bringing the attention back to the body now. Back into the space around you, back into the physical senses. As you notice any sounds, the physical sensations. As you open your eyes. And just notice if there's any sense of either wanting to hold on to the meditation, wanting it to continue a little bit longer, not really wanting to finish yet. Equally, whether there's a sense of wanting to get up, to rush, to hurry into the future, the things that are waiting throughout the day. So clear in how you're feeling, clear in the quality of mind, and clear in your intention to be aware throughout the day today. And just to remember to try and apply these little sort of mini versions of the technique throughout the day. But for now, you can sit back, have a stretch. And as you do go through the day today, again, looking for these two different sort of scenarios. On the one hand, so firstly, looking for the situations where you feel stressed in some way. It might not be stressed in a conventional sense. It might just be you're feeling a little unhappy or whatever it might be. In those moments, bringing that other person to mind, the person that you used in the exercise today, imagining that any difficulty, stress, or unhappiness that you're feeling is simply a result of having taken it away from that other person, and in exchange, giving them a sense of happiness back. Now, when you do that, it can take maybe, 20, 30 seconds. That's often enough. Remember, you're not trying to force the breath in any way at all. You're using your own natural rhythm of the breath, but you're just applying this visualization to that natural rhythm of the breath. Of course, if you have a little longer than 1 or 2 minutes, fantastic. But 20, even 30 seconds, that can be enough. The other situation we're looking for is perhaps when you're not feeling so stressed or strung out in any way, but simply when you're passing somebody else. It could be passing somebody else at work, at home, in the street. So this can be someone you know or somebody completely neutral who you don't know at all. But in seeing them, that they look a little bit unhappy or distressed in some way, simply just having an idea that as you walk past them, there's a sense of, with the in-breath, taking on their difficulties. And as they walk past you, as they walk away, a sense of just sending them on their way with a sense of happiness, sharing a sense of happiness with them. Over time, this can start to really make a profound difference to the way that you feel and interact with others around you. But we'll come on to more of that tomorrow when I see you back here for day 6 of part 2.